Hi, it's Tap Horner. Thanks for tuning in today to the 4-H Success Podcast, an inspirational program about overcoming the I'm Too Small mindset, redefining success, and growing your lifestyle business legacy without fear. And now, here's your host, my beautiful wife and Christian business mentor, Katie Horner.
Are you stuck in your office spinning your wheels? Is it time for you to get away from your business so you can focus on the business? Maybe a retreat. I'm Katie Horner of the 4-H Success Podcast, and though my husband and I started out in full-time ministry, living well below the poverty line, our six-figure business now gives us ministry opportunities that far outweigh the ones we had in full-time ministry. Join me and my husband Tap on April 30th at the Get Out of the Boat Christian Business Virtual Retreat to recharge your batteries. And let us show you how fun it can be to walk out your faith in your business with joy and confidence. Because doing the business that God created you to do can be your best worship. The Get Out of the Boat Christian Business Retreat is April 30th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can attend from anywhere online. We can't wait to see you there. You can get all the info and register for your ticket right now at getoutoftheboat.com. Hey, hey, my friends, it's Katie. Welcome back to another episode of the 4-H Success Podcast and our Good Queen series. So excited to be talking to you about another queen from history today. And this one just happens to be Queen Esther, the beloved Queen Esther that we have been told stories of all of our lives. I want to take a closer look at her and what we can learn from Esther to apply to our lives as business owners and leaders in the modern day marketplace. So one of the things that stands out to me about Esther is her bravery, yes, but also her generosity. Esther was a generous queen. She had a generous spirit, a compassionate spirit. She was generous with her time. She was always ready to listen, to know more about her people, to go through all of that training that they put her through and that whole beauty pageant. Like, she was generous. She was someone who was willing to serve others, essentially. And to be the potential queen that they thought she could be, she had to be generous with her expertise, with her priorities, putting other people first. She put her people first because she was, I believe, legacy minded. And so when we think about this generous spirit, again, we're not just talking about your message today or your business today, but we're also thinking about your impact into the future. That generational impact, that generational legacy that we talk about so often on this podcast, the legacy you're going to leave behind. Esther was not just thinking about, oh dear, they're going to kill me. No, she was thinking about her people, the thought of their welfare, right? She put her people first. Their welfare was ahead of her own. And even her uncle said to her, you know, Esther, if you don't want to do this, I'm confident that the Lord is going to rescue our people in some other way, in some other place, right? I believe there will be a remnant that will be saved, but you and your people may perish. And she said, you know, what was her response to that? She was like, no way, I'm not going to let my people perish, right? And in scripture, we see that she said, if I die, I die, but I can't let my people die without doing anything. And so she had that generational vision to save, to serve and to save. And that's what we're talking about, to save grandparents, to save children, to save great grandchildren, right? And you know, in every generation from Esther to now, in every single Jewish family, one of the elders sits and talks to their kids and their grandkids and their great grandkids about Queen Esther. And so my question for you today, as a queen in your own sphere of influence, as this leader in the Christian marketplace, or in the secular marketplace as a believer, who's going to be talking about you to their grandkids? What are they going to be saying? Are they going to be saying that she loved us more than she loved her own life? Are they going to be saying that you were super generous? Are they going to be saying those same things that we hear them say about Esther? And so it comes back to this message that God has given you. It's not about now as much as it is about the future. It's not about you as much as it is about your people, the ones you were called to serve and to lead. You know, when I go to events and I talk to other teachers about my people, they sort of laugh at me, right? My queens, my students, the people in our membership, I call them my people. And these other teachers often laugh at me when they hear me describe you that way. But that's how I feel. You guys are my people. These are the people that God has brought into my sphere of influence to lead and to instruct, and you're my people. And so when you have this idea that these are your people, that they're depending on you, they may not be in a neat little membership right now for you. They may not be in your course yet. They may not be reading your blog yet. They may not be on your email list yet, but they're coming. The Lord is preparing people for you and you for your people, right? We don't think of them as subjects. We think of them as people to be ministered to, as bystanders, as students, as your countrymen, so to speak. These are the people that you have an influence over every day of your life in your sphere of influence. The people that you touch with the words that you speak and the things that you do and the policies that you set for your business. Everyone that they touch then is a ripple effect of what you do, because what you do and influences them, and that shows up in how they influence their people. And it just becomes this ripple effect that goes out from here, from where God has placed you. You have a choice, and every choice you make is going to affect how people see you and how they talk about you now and in the future, what stories outlast you, outlive you. And so if you could change the world, you must remember that it's not about you, it's about your people. If you could change the world, you must remember that it's got to be for the good of the people. We get so caught up with, what do I want to write about? What do I want to create? What do I want to make this business about? That we forget that it's not about us. It's about these talents and skills that the Lord has invested in us to be able to use to serve the people he's bringing to us. And we look at it that way, from the back side of the mirror, not from the front side saying, what do I want to do? But from the back side of the mirror saying, what do my people need, right? How can I solve their problems? How could I make their day better? How could I make their life better? How could I help them take this next step? How could I make them be successful? How could I save them, essentially, from this crisis that they're in? How could I bless them? How could I help them have a greater impact on their people, on their future generations? These are the questions that we need to be asking as good queens in the modern day marketplace. What is the best thing I could do for the good of my people? How can I take what I'm learning and be able to give back to my reign, to my kingdom, to my realm, to my home, to my job, to my blog, to my church, to my students, to my business, to my circle of influence? I need to be the good queen, confident in the abilities God has given me, confident in the weaknesses that I need to find people to fill, confident in the message that he's given me, committed to doing whatever it takes to get this message out and make the difference, not just for today, but for the legacy, for the future impact as well. Compassionate, concerned more for the good of my people than for my own well-being, than for my own name or my own crown or kingdom, right? You, my friend, have been brought to the kingdom for just such a time as this, just like Queen Esther. Your message matters and your people need you. You are being asked to step up and be the leader, to be that good queen that they need. And so if you're enjoying these Queens episodes, I'd love for you to leave us a review over at theforyoursuccesspodcast.com. Tell a friend, ask them to join us. It's going to be a really fun series. We're just a couple of episodes in. There's so much more to come. So grateful that you are here. Remember, you can make that legacy impact as you become the good queen for your people.
I want to honor you for taking time to invest in yourself and your business by listening in today. The Forest Success Podcast is brought to you by Katie Horner of HandprintLegacy.com. Wherever you're listening, please leave us a comment or review. For show notes and links to the resources mentioned in today's episode, visit www.warriorsuccesspodcast.com. And remember, your message matters.
You've been so caught up in figuring out how to market your business the quote, right way, you've found yourself overwhelmed and your dream a little muddied. What if a simple mindset reset could help you realign your vision, refine your expectations, and revive that dream for your business? I'm Katie Horner, author of The Flamingo Advantage, and for two decades, I've been teaching business owners just like you how to make your business and marketing decisions with faith, with clarity, and with purpose, empowering God's people to live out their best worship through the business. My framework teaches how to realign your mindset and your business practices with God's word so that you no longer operate in fear or lack of criticism, but in confidence and powerful intention. I'd love to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping, at freeflamingobook.com. You, my friend, have an advantage, and your uniqueness helps you live out God's purpose for you in the world. freeflamingobook.com.